KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls basketball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Harlan downing Atlantic by a final of 64-46. Glenwood beating Trainer 57-16. Creston over Martinsdale St. Mary's 62-60, while Mount Air defeated Clarinda 72-41. Also from the corner conference, it was Stanton over Griswold 63-40. Rolling Valley Conference play saw Exira EHK edge Audubon 47-46. Peyton Sherdan over Glidden Ralston 39-32. Grandview Christian beat Coon Rapids Bayard 57-27. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox a winner 44-43 over East Union. Also locally, it was East Mills beating West Harrison 58-26 in girls' hoops last night. In boys high school basketball last evening from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Glenwood winning over Shenandoah 72-39. It was Mount Air beating Clarinda 59-53. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon a winner 54-43 over Exira EHK. Riverside beat Whiting 68-29. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Glenn Ralston beating Peyton Sherdan 69-58. East Mills over West Harrison 58-47. From the corner conference, Stanton over Griswold 66-14. In the Pride of Iowa conference, it was East Union beating Lennox 64-39. Bedford over Clarinda Academy 73-42. Well, the weekly boys high school basketball rankings from the Associated Press are out, and here's how they look this week. In Class 4A, Iowa City West is top rated as they stay in the number one spot, with Ankeny Centennial up a couple of notches to number two. Dubuque Senior moves up to number three, while Waterloo West is at number four. North Scott is in at number five. Last week's number two, Cedar Falls, checks in at six. Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs is up a notch there at seven this week with a 16-1 record. Waukee, Dubuque Hempstead, and West Des Moines Valley round out the rest of the top 10. In Class 3A, it's Marion on top with Carroll at number two. They're up a couple of spots. The Tigers picked up one first-place vote. They were tied with Davenport Assumption for the two spot this week with 91 voting points. Norwalk is four. Mount Vernon is five. Pella is at number six. Glenwood is up one spot to number seven this week. Clear Lake, MOC, Floyd Valley, and Winterset round out that top 10. In Class 2A, West Sioux is number one again this week, with Trainer remaining at number two in the poll. North Lynn is third, Van Meter fourth, Comanche is fifth. Boyden Hall, Beckman Catholic, Applington Parkersburg, West Branch, and Western Christian round out the rest of the 2A top 10. AHSDW got votes this week, didn't appear, though, in the top 10. And in Class 1A, it's Easton Valley, number one again this week, with Waco in at number two. West Fork stays put at number three. Lake Mills is four. Bishop Garrigan at number five this week. Second half of the top 10 includes South O'Brien, Remsen St. Mary's, Montezuma, Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Boyer Valley, who jumped into the list this week. They're in at number 10 in this week's AP poll. Well, college men's basketball, Baylor has strengthened its hold on number one in the Associated Press Men's College Hoops poll. The Bears received 49 of 65 first-place votes in the latest poll to stay comfortably ahead of Gonzaga and Kansas. The Bears are atop the rankings for a third straight week. Numbers 1 through 4 remain unchanged, continuing a stretch of stability in what's been an unpredictable season, with a record tying seven different teams reaching number 1. Atlantic Coast Conference leader Louisville climbed a spot to number 5, followed by Dayton, Duke, Florida State, and Maryland, which jumped six spots to number 9 after beating Iowa last week for its fourth straight win. Villanova rounded out the top 10. Number 9, Maryland, and number 11 made the week's biggest jumps. Each rose six spots. Number 21, Creighton, and number 23, Arizona, both re-entered the poll, while Wichita State and Rutgers both fell out. Iowa moves up one spot to number 17 in this week's poll. On the court last night, number 1 had a little bit of trouble, but came up a winner as they beat Kansas State. Baylor a winner, 73-67. Number 3, Kansas, also took care of Texas, 69-58, and it was 8th-ranked Florida State, getting by North Carolina, 65-59 in top 25 play. Also in college men's basketball news, Drake will be out to start a new home winning streak when the Bulldogs host Bradley on Wednesday night. The Bulldogs had their 15-game home winning streak snapped with a 79-72 loss to Southern Illinois. That was their first home loss in more than a year.
You know, leading up to that point, I thought we had, you know, played well enough in some games and survived some close ones along the way, too, where you get maybe a little lucky at times. And, but I think, like everybody, you just play with a little more confidence at home, and we've certainly done that over the you know, last year and change.
That's Drake head coach Darren DeVries, who says the Bulldogs will need a better defensive effort on Wednesday after giving up 13 three-pointers in their loss to the Salukis.
They shot it really well. We may have gotten them started with a couple of easy ones, and then especially in the first half, they made some really tough ones at times, which is a credit to them and you know, their playmaking ability. But it was kind of a mixed bag there. But certainly they made some challenging shots in that first half for sure.
That game will be an 8 o'clock tip time on Wednesday night. A Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson believes national parity this season will help the Missouri Valley Conference when it comes to the NCAA tournament. The Panthers are in first place in the Valley race with an 8-2 record, and they'll return to action Wednesday with a trip to Valpo.
You know, I think no matter what kind of year it is, where, you know, maybe last year when it felt like, okay, there's only 6, 7, 8 teams that really have a legit chance to win it all, or it's this year where there's a bunch of parity. You know, I think our teams feel like, you know, when we've got a better team, whoever it is that gets to the NCAA tournament, we feel like we can win games.
Jacobson says Bradley's near upset of Michigan State last season and Loyola's run to the Final Four 2 years ago are proof that Valley teams can find success in the tournament.
There's some terrific recent examples, and we just feel like whoever it is that comes out of our league, we feel like we're going to, you know, that we've got a chance to win when we get to the NCAA tournament.
Jacobson says the Panthers are focused on the present and not what it might take to get into the NCAA tournament.
Our deal continues to be much more about, you know, getting up and having a great day, having a great practice. But yes, our conversations, you know, are about, okay, what do we need to be thinking about? What do we have to be doing better, you know, 10 days from now?
That game Wednesday night against Valparaiso is a 7 o'clock tip time. Well, officially, the Super Bowl partying in Kansas City will continue on Wednesday with a downtown parade for the Chiefs. A parade through downtown is set to start at 11:30 Wednesday morning, followed by a rally at Union Station. Several schools in the area canceled Wednesday's classes, and the Kansas legislature canceled that day's session. Officials announced the celebration Sunday night, shortly after the Chiefs defeated San Francisco 31-20. In other NFL news, Pro Football Hall of Fame defensive back Willie Wood has died. He was 83. Wood won 5 NFL championships with the Green Bay Packers under coach Vince Lombardi and made the first interception in Super Bowl history. He rose from undrafted rookie to play safety in 8 Pro Bowls. Longtime friend Robert Schmidt says Wood died of natural causes in Washington. Wood had suffered from advanced dementia for several years. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta will seek approval from the Board of Regents to go ahead with planning and construction of a new wrestling training center. Barta says it's the vision of Hawkeye coach Tom Brands.
Carver Hawkeye Arena, from a competitive standpoint, well, we saw it on display Friday night. It's as good as anywhere in the country, probably anywhere in the world, in terms of competing in a facility. We did do some improvements the last time we did Carver Hawkeye Arena, but what Tom has had a vision of and what we want to carry out is to have the greatest wrestling training facility in the world.
Barta says they've raised a little more than half of the $17 to $20 million cost of the project.
Board of Regents, we anticipate they'll approve this week for us to get started, really to get started in earnest, to design the facility, to estimate the costs, and then eventually, once we have the money raised, go out and begin construction.
The athletic department will also seek Regents' approval on the construction of a new clubhouse at Finkbine Golf Course. In baseball news, left-hander Marco Gonzalez and the Seattle Mariners agreed to a $30 million contract covering 2021 through 24, a deal that includes a club option and could be worth $45 million over 5 seasons. Gonzalez is coming off the best season of his career. He tied for the American League lead with 34 starts and was tied for 5th with 16 victories. His .399 earned run average was the lowest of his career, and he set career highs in starts, innings pitched, and strikeouts. The 27-year-old is about to begin his 3rd full season with Seattle after starting his career with St. Louis. The Houston Astros have hired James Click as their new general manager. The Tampa Bay Rays executive is now in charge of the scandal-ridden team a week before the start of spring training. Click succeeds Jeff Lunau, who, along with manager A.J. Hinch, was suspended by Major League Baseball in the wake of a sign-stealing scam and then fired by the Astros. The Astros hired Dusty Baker last week as their new manager. Right-handed pitcher Brandon Kinsler and the Miami Marlins have finalized a 1-year contract that guarantees more than $3 million. Miami also completed a $1.5 million 1-year deal with outfielder Matt Joyce. Julie Chassin has finalized a minor league contract with the Minnesota Twins after a miserable 2019 season that saw him go from an opening day start to an August release. The Yankees have more competition in the job for backup catcher. Three players, Eric Kratz, Josh Thoel, and Chris Iannetta, have agreed to minor league contracts. Austin Romine, Gary Sanchez's backup the last three seasons, became a free agent and signed a deal with Detroit. A pair of social gathering areas are being added to the second deck of Yankee Stadium, cutting seating by 500 to 800 seats. New York is adding the Stella Artois Landing in left field and the Michelob Ultra Clubhouse in right field. Both areas are covered because they are below the top deck. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.